Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Give us the Survivor's Creed.
This is what I have told people through the years when I hear their stories. And oftentimes, you know, as pastors, we meet people and we don't have a lot of time to talk. It may be in a greeting line after church or in a grocery store. It's just not an opportunity to visit. And so through the years, I would develop this little response that I found helpful. I would say, you'll get through this. It may not be quick or painless, but God can use this mess that you're in for something good. In the meantime, don't be foolish or naive, but don't despair, because with God as your helper, you'll get through this.
So good. So this, it won't be painless, it won't be quick, is such a, I think it's an encouragement. As someone who's walked through many valleys, I think it's so important, because when it is painful and it's not quick and somebody has the theology, you just need more faith. To me, it's like putting another weight on my shoulders, something else I ought to and should do in this. And I want a gift of faith, but somehow that's got to rise up within me and not something I put on me, you know?
I think for years I had the assumption that if I had more faith, I'd have no more struggles. Well, to be honest, sometimes when we have more faith, that's when the struggles are more intense, because that's when we're really moving in to the life God wants us to lead, and the devil just turns his forces loose on us. Think about the children of Israel. In the wilderness, those 40 years, I've counted about three battles that they had, but boy, they crossed the Jordan River. And I mean, I think it's a total of 16 battles they have in 7 years.
Wow.
So it's a wonderful season of conquest. And it's a wonderful season of retaking the land. And they see miracle after miracle, but it's battle after battle as well. So we need to be careful and not say, okay, I finally arrived at a point where I'm not going to have any more battles. Hey, that doesn't happen until we get to heaven. You know, there's going to be tough times. And you know, we talk to saints who are in their 80s and 90s, and they're passing through tough times, and they just think, oh, I thought this was behind me. Well, it's not. It doesn't mean God's not present. It doesn't mean God doesn't love you. In fact, it could be just the opposite. It could be God is so present, God loves you so much, that he wants you to learn one more lesson and teach and demonstrate one more testimony of faith before he calls you home.
Wow, so good. I remember when I was a little girl, I think I was about 4 years old, my dad was looking out the window, so I crawled up on the counter next to him. What are we looking at? And my brother, I had three brothers and three sisters, but one brother was a little bit of a scrapper, but he was a small kid, though, and the neighborhood bully was taunting him relentlessly. They were in a fight in the yard, and I'm like, Dad, go save him. And my dad did not take his eyes off him, and he said, I'm not going to let him lose, but I have to let him fight. You know, and I love that. And I got to tell you, I feel like I'm a scrapper when it comes to battles now, because I really understand my father is not taking his eyes off me, but every battle he's allowed me to enter, it's taught me to get a firmer grip on the promises of God.